years of Doug Steffens' Good Day. So today, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Good day, good day, good day.
888-302-3684. Rich McFadden is here along with Jennifer Horn, who later this hour will touch into what's going on both in the social journalistic side of things. She and Ken Kessler are watching that from near and afar. She also has our television report. Roberta is gone until midweek next week, so the Queen of Cheap is on hiatus, but we got lots of things going on in the world, including what's happened to Hugo Chavez. Oh, he's dead? Well, still that's dead. Only half the story. Some very interesting and disturbing facts about men and women who are in uniform and what you need to know about their connection to drugs. Rich has been following, because he's so fascinated with Hugo Chavez, the fact that he is dead is one thing. Yes, that is a fact. However, apparently, and this brings me back to my trip to China when I went into the mausoleum to see the remains of Mao Zedong on display in a casket that's you know, got a clear top on it, and somehow or other he's been fossilized so that you can still
see, kind of stuffed like the antelope up over the fireplace.
Right, yeah, exactly, same sort of thing.
Right, yeah,
so
sure.
Apparently the folks in Venezuela were trying to do that with Chavez, but it may be...
So he died last week from a heart attack during his cancer recovery, and...
Allegedly.
No, he was poisoned by the U.S.
Killed by the Americans.
The CIA killed him.
That's right, the CIA killed him. Yeah. And the plan was to take Chavez's body and keep it on permanent display for eternity, government officials said, okay?
Yeah.
Just like they did with Joseph Stalin and Lenin and whatnot. But here's the problem. Russian and German scientists arrived to embalm Chavez and said, uh-oh, too much time has passed. He's already started to decay.
Rigor has set in.
We will not be able to preserve him. He's already started to waste away. So now they don't know what to do with him, so he's just kind of hanging out waiting for everybody to... So the scientists are looking into his body a little bit more to see if there's a possibility that they can save him for all eternity, that you can walk by, look through
here
the little glass case.
Hugo Chavez's toe.
That's right. Exactly. So they say they expect to know this week whether they will be able to save him for eternity or not. That's just weird, man.
It's gross.
So, Vladimir Lenin, I remember seeing him when I was in Russia. In the
You've
Kremlin.
Seen all the dead guys. All
I
the
have. I've seen. I haven't seen Ho Chi Minh.
Leaders.
I haven't seen Ho Chi Minh. And now Kim Jong-il is also, you know, he's been on it this way. And pretty soon, if his son keeps acting the way he is, he's going to be in the pew next to him. There's going to be somebody bumping him off. But anyway, Mao Zedong, Ho Chi Minh, Lenin, Vladimir Lenin, now Chavez. This is an interesting group. What a club that is, huh?
And don't forget Ted Williams.
All right, no, Ted's his head is in a...
Ted's head is still
frozen someplace.
Frozen,
the idea wasn't to freeze.
Cryogenics, yeah.
All right.
Maybe that's what they should do with Chavez.
Yeah.
Stick freeze his head and put him next to Ted Williams in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
As a side note, would you guys want to be viewed, like, let's say we all make it big tomorrow, like, really big.
No.
Would we all want to be put on display? Because I sure wouldn't.
I want to do, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars, where there's, like, a holographic message from me. And you just press the button and my hologram shows up and I have some words of wisdom. What they are, at this point in my life, I haven't figured out those words of wisdom, but I'll get it before I, you know, kick the bucket at some point. So.
Congratulations. Let them pass the hour on Good Day. Men are raving about how TGen has changed their life. TGen is this great enhancer.
Chavez loved it.
Yeah, TGen. Yeah, right. He was on it.
Why do you think he wants to be on display?
That's right.
I hadn't thought about that, Jennifer.
Take a look at that.
Well, there's, in death there is life, perhaps. Boosting free... I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this now. Boosting free testosterone improves your desire, enhances muscle mass. It's really good for you all the way around. There are a lot of people... Richie, do you know your testosterone number?
I have no clue.
All right, so you need to get that
down. I'm going to get my physical this week. Should I ask them?
Yes, please. You'll do a blood test, and you want to know what your testosterone is.
Even though I feel manly every day, Doug.
Doesn't make any difference, Richie.
No,
I want you to know that you really are manly.
Oh, okay.
All right? So,
thank you.
The fact that it comes back, as I suspected, Will, that you're a little weak on testosterone, you can enhance it by getting on.
I can hear this in an argument. Listen, you don't have enough testosterone, so just shut up.
Anyway, see, but Richie didn't have a retort for that, so it makes me think there's something you want to say.
Because everything that was flying out of my brain and into my mouth and then I stopped, it would have come across as mean to you.
Oh, okay.
I don't
all
want to knock you down a peg
right now. Well, but I have a high testosterone number, so you're going to have to.
I know
what my number is. Mine's
this is why you cry all the time?
No, I'm in touch with my feminine side,
that was,
too.
That what it is.
Yeah, testosterone doesn't
keep you. High testosterone, yet you are still in touch with your feminine side.
I am.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Wow, what a man.
All thanks to...
All thanks to T-Gen.
Right, in the next life, perhaps. All right, anyway. So we're going to help Richie out. I've already been helped out.
You can be helped
as well with T-Gen. And here's why you like it even better, Richie, than just having T-Gen.
Yeah.
If you mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-317-9865, you will not only get the enhancement that we're talking about performance-wise with T-Gen, but you also get two free bottles of Nitro Boost, which helps to get this and all the other good things in your system around to your body. Nitro Boost is nitric oxide, and it opens up all the pores and capillaries and is the new thing.
So what I do is I call the number. What's the number again?
800-317-9865.
And I simply tell them, I want the Doug Steffen testosterone pack.
That's what you pretty much can tell them.
Got it.
Yep, you got it? T-Gen and a couple of bottles of Nitro Boost. And this is all a part of the whole deal. Very inexpensive.
It comes with the Jennifer Horn martini, by the way. For the loved for the female in your life.
Life-size cardboard cutout.
Ask about the Jennifer Horn martini. They may not know what you're talking about, but it's worth a shot. 800-317-9865 for T-Gen. Get the testosterone level to where it needs to be, and then the performance will be enhanced by having Nitro Boost along with it. Free when you mention you're listening to Doug or Rich or whomever. 800-317-9865. They may not do much for you if you mention Jennifer, but Richie or Doug, they'll probably open up for you. 800-317-9865.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer at 323.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job.
My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except
a way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Nah. Wings, beer, and sports. Now, see, I'm not affected by any of that, even though I have a strong testosterone level, Richie. I'm okay.
That's a good thing. It's March Madness. It's going to be testosterone time.
All right. The focus on a story that's posted at DougSteffen.com today and is actually the focus of our poll as well. Very disturbing information about drugs and soldiers. We all know that in the general public, there are problems with all kinds of drugs. Some of them are injectable. Some of them are sniffable. Some of them are just capsules that you swallow. But in terms of stimulants and antidepressants and antipsychotic drugs, sedatives, that sort of thing, as we think about where our forces are, who's on the front line, and we understand that the medication for soldiers in battle, which was unthinkable. Can you imagine being in Korea in the 50s or even Vietnam or, after the war, there were plenty of people that were on these drugs. But our men and women who are serving are on prescription medications, and that's... The prescription medications are mostly the kinds of drugs that are like Prozac and that kind of stuff that are aimed at keeping you from becoming psychotic.
Can I wow you here, though?
Say again?
Oh, go ahead, and I'll tell you after you give this fact. Go ahead.
There are a number of these. There are actually 25 facts that are posted at DougSteffen.com today that would make you, I would say, makes me very concerned about what the heck's going on. It's another question as to why we're in Afghanistan. We have all these people that are on prescription medications. 33% of the Army is on some kind of prescriptive med.
Okay, can I stop you right there?
Yes.
I did a little research. 40% of Americans are on prescription drugs, so they're actually lower than average of Americans across the board.
That's a testimony for all of us to not be happy about.
Think 40%. About it. 40% of Americans are on some type of prescription.
In your mind, does that mean this number is okay?
It means to me that a lot of people are on prescription drugs, and so they're being less than average. It's not great.
You know what shocks me more than anything is, yes, 30% of all veterans being on some kind of psychiatric drug to help them kind of maintain a stable,
I'm sorry.
But then to hear that 40% of all Americans, man.
On prescription, not just, I want to be clear that these aren't just depression drugs. These are every kind of drug.
They are described as psychotropic drugs. I can't for the life of me think that there's anything good, and I'm sorry, Jennifer, I wouldn't agree with you that it's better that more Americans are on than soldiers. What are we saying? What the hell is going on when a third of the people who are on the front lines or in the service are on some kind of
drugs? Here's one of the most disturbing. There are over 8,000 suicides per year by U.S. soldiers.
Yeah.
22 per day.
Yeah, which is 10 times more than are being killed in battle. What are we doing here? It's 20 past the hour.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
Marking 25 years in network radio. Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Three and change at the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. Ken Kessler working on our social media, seeing what people are focused on. Here's a story that, well, following the song, this is something that's all over the internet. So, Richie, this seems to have been something that intrigued you. This is
trending all over the weekend. Right. An Oakland University student, 57-year-old Joseph Corlett,
underscore 57,
57 years old, right? Yeah,
right.
Has been suspended from the university for writing a an essay called "Hot for Teacher." Apparently, they were given an essay project where they were told to be raw about it.
Right.
But he wrote about how hot he thought some of the teachers at the school were. The lawsuit began after he was suspended writing about his teacher, describing her as the ginger character on Gilligan's Island, the raunchy movie starlet. He wrote, "I'll never learn a thing being distracted by her looks."
But he was told that nothing was out of bounds, didn't he?
Well,
tell her anything's okay?
He claims that he went and asked, and they said, "It's all open."
Who's they? Who said that?
His teacher.
So the one that was hot?
"I'm always distracted by ginger's looks." And in another journal, he wrote about a pregnant professor and said, "She's hot, and not just from a baking the bun in the oven."
Wow.
Yeah. So, but then
if he was told it's okay,
he didn't tell them what he was writing. They just said, he just asked, "Is there anything out of bounds?"
Yeah.
And so he's suing for $2.2 million.
Good for him.
And he said, "My freedom of speech rights have been violated."
Mm-hmm.
I asked. They said I could write about anything. They said he's been suspended for three semesters, and after he gets some help and a little bit of counseling, he can come back.
Really?
Yeah, they want him to get some counseling.
All right, so this guy is such a bad guy. He didn't know he was suspended. He went to class, and they called the cops on him.
Yep.
This is how dangerous
this
guy is.
They took him out of cops. He says, once you get past the titillation, you've got to look at what really is going on here.
Uh-huh.
It's academic freedom or no academic freedom.
Yep.
We're all collectively dumbed down when speech is suppressed or challenged.
Mm-hmm. He was an A student, too, right?
He was one of the better students in the class.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, do you have a 57-year-old perv here looking at the younger teachers? Or
do you
have free speech? Or do you have both?
Well, what do you mean, 53? Because older men, it doesn't mean there's what age. If a man finds a woman attractive...
Right.
But what happens if a woman writes this? Hey,
I think
this old guy is
trouble
hot.
Is he picked out real people that were part of the faculty at the school, and that's where you get in trouble.
I see. Well, I would
now
say,
if you write look at 50 Shades of Grey, mm-hmm. one of the best-selling books of the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, it's a lot more raw than this.
Yeah, you know, it sure is, and that's okay. So
the double standard in this country is very troubling, frankly, very, very troubling. So anyway, you know what?
I don't know. She's hot and not just from baking the bun in her oven.
That's pretty tacky.
Well, that's old. That's somebody who's old would say that. And even though 57 isn't that old, it is. It's very sexist. Sounds very sexist. But you get thrown out of school for making sexist comments. If that was the case, half the people that are teaching school wouldn't be there because of the things they say about their students. I mean, the world needs an education, I guess, on what's acceptable and what isn't acceptable, or maybe the world needs to lighten up a little bit and not be so politically correct about all of this stuff, or if somebody has a sense of humor about it, one way or another. But there's too much of this stuff and too much time wasted focused on these sorts of things. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast,
breakfast blend, decaf.
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs.
Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer is $3.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
A good way to start the day. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Best stories of the day are here on Good Day. I didn't say they're all good. They are the best stories to our way of rendering, moving through the news, the things that you would probably sift through if it wasn't for us trying to figure out what's going on that you're interested in. The story from Steubenville, Ohio, has been something this weekend very troubling for a lot of people for several different reasons, one of which the actions of these two boys, 117, 116, raping this drunk girl in August last year, a couple of different parties in Steubenville. What you don't know, or maybe don't know unless you're in Ohio, about Steubenville is that it's a pretty quiet town, like a lot of other Ohio and Midwestern communities, and much of the activity in the fall is centered around high school football. And these two kids were football players, and so many leaders, quote-unquote leaders, in town were trying to cover this up because they didn't want to affect the football team and the football results, the high school. I mean, it's just criminal stuff on top of criminal stuff on top of criminal stuff. So I posted something actually on my daughter's Facebook page about this. And Fran Sharp wrote back, I totally agree on the sympathy for these high school boys, how wrong it is to give these kids any sympathy. They aren't kids. They're old enough to know what was right from wrong. My outrage stems from the fact that both CNN and NBC have pretty much given these kids a pass, these two boys, saying, isn't it a shame? It'll ruin their lives. Isn't it too bad? Yada, yada. Candy Crowley shows how ignorant she really is with her spin on the story. Ken Kessler has been following this and the approach that people have taken on the CNN Facebook page and ours and others as well. So maybe, Kenny, you can give us an update on what people are continuing to say about this out, and I'm going to put the pejorative on it, outrageous coverage of this story.
CNN's website is actually starting to have some trouble because there's so much traffic going to it. The story is posted on their site, and if you go down to the bottom of it, you can see that there are 12,000 comments and growing. But the site is now it's starting to have trouble loading because there's so much traffic going to it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But there, I haven't seen any comments on their page that says, good job, CNN.
Yeah, but we did find some things earlier, Jennifer and Ken, that would indicate that some people are making fun of this girl or considering the circumstances, trying to make her out to be the bad guy in all of this.
Yeah, Ken had actually put together on Twitter this collection of people that were actually saying that it was her fault, that she needed to take responsibility for herself, which, you know, I mean, I think we all need to know. We need to teach our kids responsible drinking, that passing out does allow you to become a victim a little easier than if you're in control of all your faculties. But to blame a girl for the actions that were done to her by these two kids, including sending naked pictures out to social media, just doesn't seem like the right thing to do. But yet, people on Twitter are doing it.
So, go ahead, Kenny.
I was just going to say, here's one example of that. Someone named Josiah wrote, I feel bad for the two young guys. They did what most people in their situation would have done.
Right.
If that's the case, I would like to move, please.
Check, please.
Yeah. So, as a father, I think about what I would have done to boys had this happened to my daughter. I would also wonder what some men and women are thinking, whether you want to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Twitter account @Good Day Show, and express yourself. You're welcome to do that one way or the other. I find this to be very troubling, and there's more and more of this every day. What contributes to it? How is it that parents these two boys, how do they have the lawyer enter pleas of not guilty when it's very clear with all the video that posted everywhere these kids were guilty as sin?
Mm-hmm. And how can CNN be so irresponsible as to report on it in the way that they did? That's the real, I think the thing that gets me the most is that CNN's supposed to be one of the most trusted news organizations, and it just...
Yeah, they're irrelevant. Jeff Zucker, who used to run NBC's news department, is over there now. Richie, you haven't weighed in on this.
You know, I've heard about the story over the weekend, so I'm just listening to you guys tell me a lot of more of what's going on. And you know, when you think about kids running around and drinking, there's nothing but trouble happening there. I was there, and I realized the stupid things that you do. But when you get this scenario together, nothing good is going to come out of it. And especially when you have parents, and this is what it's looking like, that these kids went from house to house, and the parents were kind of letting
it go on. Yeah.
No, the parents knew it was happening. And you hear about this a lot with parents, you know, saying, hey, listen, I would rather have you guys at our house having a good time than out driving around.
We'll go buy the liquor for you.
We'll get the keg, and you guys just all stay here. They cannot handle this, man.
No.
They cannot. Trust me. Been there. Done that. Don't do it.
Well, you haven't done anything as stupid as these two guys did.
Well, I mean, obviously when I was 18, 19, I did stupid stuff. But, yeah, I didn't go. I'd always like to think I was stupid, but I was always a gentleman.
But you didn't hurt anybody. That's the thing.
Right. And he continues to be both of those things. Which is
I am a stupid gentleman to this day.
Right. And that's I'm proud to have you on my team, Richie.
We have a couple of interesting comments about these stories dug up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Paula Del Pret said, it's very sad where some people's priorities focus these days. Just because they are football players doesn't negate what they did. These two young men made a horrible, stupid mistake. However, it was a mistake that has taken so much from this young girl for the rest of her life. They need to take the consequences. Hope this is a lesson for all young people who provided the alcohol for these boys. I think that's a great, great question.
Yep.
Jay Martin said, maybe these boys should have learned a little more about life than football. My mother and father taught me about lessons on how to act and to respect others, win or lose. Most of all, they taught me morals above all.
Does playing football or other athletics teach you lessons about life?
Yes, I think in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Any kind of sports does.
What does it teach you about this?
What does it teach about this?
Yeah.
I don't know what it teaches about being drunk and having sex with somebody who's passed out. I'm not quite sure how sports teaches you. I mean, it should teach you responsibility and how to take care of
yourself. So why does everybody has anything to do with a football team in this town try to protect these two guys?
Because in the small towns, you know what small town football is like.
High school football.
It means everything.
It's you know how much I get every time I mention football and helmets and the people ought not to let the children play football. I get pummeled by people in these communities, whether it's Florida, Texas, Ohio, wherever it is. I get pummeled for saying what I say.
Yeah, but don't take away the fact that there are great life lessons that come in competitive sports.
There are.
Not that people won't disagree with you and that football is dangerous when it comes to concussions, and not that people won't disagree with you that many high school athletes are protected because high school sports are a big time thing, and especially in rural America. Nobody's going to disagree with you there, but you know, listen, I have my kids in competitive sports just because I think that they learn a lot. That the camaraderie, the teamwork, the responsibility.
Yep, there are a lot of great sports.
So many great things that come out of it.
Yep, I agree with you. A lot of great sports. 888-302-3684. Or you continue to comment at facebook.com/Good Day Show or on Twitter at Good Day Show. The news nuggets continue. First, though, a reminder about Thursday of this week and what's going on from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at your local Home Depot. Go to Home Depot this Thursday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. for a free workshop presented by Lutron. You'll learn the easy installation of Lutron energy-efficient lighting sensors and dimmers, and you'll have the opportunity to buy them, I think, at special prices as well. Thursday night, Home Depot is all across the country from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Check it out.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Spring is in the air. Get rid of the winter blues and refresh your home for the season with cleaning products that will save you time and money and help you easily remove tough, messy stains. Chlorine-free and color-safe OxyClean Versatile Stain Remover helps you go beyond the laundry room so you can tackle pesky stains all around your home. From upholstery and carpets to bathroom floors, lawn furniture, and more, OxyClean Versatile Stain Remover can be used on multiple fabrics and surfaces to help keep your home looking fresh and clean. And while doing your spring cleaning, don't neglect the dishes. Dishwashers are supposed to save time, but rewashing cloudy, spotty dishes can be a hassle. To help eliminate spots, residue, and cloudy film, turn to OxyClean Dishwashing Booster. It will spruce them up in just one wash for pristine, spot-free dishes. For more information and spring cleaning tips, visit OxyClean.com.
All right, now 15 and a half for the hour. Doug with Jennifer and Rich, and Ken Kessler, Roberta is off this week. One of the things on television that sort of goes along, maybe you heard us earlier talking about this study, the government has funded $1.5 million study to find out why lesbians are fat. There's a new television commercial, Jennifer, that features a good-looking young woman on a beach lounging next to a good-looking young man. He bemoans the glare on his iPad, and she fills him in on the Kindle Paperwhite sun-friendly screen. He clicks to buy one himself and suggests they celebrate with a drink. "My husband's bringing me a drink right now," she says. "So is mine," as he smiles and turns to wave at his male husband at the bar. So in thinking about the gay imagery that is in mainstream advertising on television, one wonders about the effect of this. When a lot of these ads now are directed more at gay themes. There's one for Crate and Barrel that's around. I see a Snickers candy bar, a couple of men freaking out after kissing while they're eating their candy bars. You can look around and you can find a lot of them. As a matter of fact, I think Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi did one, didn't they, in one of the magazines, sort of try to sell...
I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Hmm. All right. So anyway, is this a trend? Is it bothersome? Is it okay? Is it a reality? Is it something we ought to be comfortable with? Is it okay? I guess any number of things I can throw.
Would it affect the way you purchase a product?
Well, a lot of people are upset at JCPenney, and people think that they're not doing well because they have Ellen as their spokesperson. I don't find that to be a problem, frankly.
That doesn't bother me. I mean, there's nothing in the message that they give you that's just having Ellen, if that's the problem.
She's a spokesperson.
I don't see that.
Yeah, that's pretty...
It's not like she's pushing an agenda while she's selling sheets.
No. It's pretty intolerant. All right, so anyway, I suppose food for thought as much as anything else, how much that's affecting... there is a gay channel, I think, now. Isn't there on cable? Isn't there a gay... I think there's a gay...
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there is.
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah. All right, so what else is happening on cable and or regular television, Jen?
Well, I'm going to take replacements for Alex Trebek for $800, Dougie.
Ooh, really? This is interesting, actually.
No. Yeah, this is kind of a fun story. Sony Pictures is casting a very wide net in its search for a successor to Alex Trebek as host of Jeopardy.
Why?
He wants out. He's going to be leaving. So they're looking for replacements. Now, in the list, there's some interesting people here. Brian Williams is on there. Kind of surprising. NBC Nightly News anchor. NBC Sports personality. This is the most surprising to me. Dan Patrick, also on the very short list, looking to take over for Alex Trebek. Now, here's where I think you have a ding.
I'd be good at this.
Sure. Matt Lauer is probably a good choice there.
He might need a gig pretty soon.
That's what I'm saying. This might be a good fit for him. Right. And then Anderson Cooper also on the list. So Anderson Cooper, Matt Lauer, Dan Patrick, Brian Williams, all looking to see if they could be the next host of Jeopardy. Now,
they've been suggested. They've suggested.
That's who's on the list.
Out of that list, I like Dan Patrick the best.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's the most surprising.
I like Doug Steffen the best, Richie.
Got to get yourself on the list.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, Matt Lauer, speaking of old Matt, he promises a better today, even though the rumors are that he is on the chopping block at NBC. It looks like NBC could be getting ready to ax him as early as this summer.
Wow.
But according to reports, ever since Ann Curry left, Matt's been so unpopular that his Q rating, which measures popularity in TV, has been at an all-time low. Matt assured advertisers last week that the Today team is working hard to bring the show back to what it once was. He said, quote, "I would like to tackle a teeny white elephant in the room. We hate being the news." From the bottom of my heart, I promise, it's been all of my time and energy over the next several months trying to keep Savannah out of the headlines.
They've got a new commercial running where Matt's running around playing hide and seek with his kids at home, and it's like this all cute thing. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, there's an effort to get him back into the positive sites.
Those kids.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan Seacrest had a sad weekend. After 2 years of dating, Ryan Seacrest and Julianne Hough have called it quits. If you remember, we actually had a story last week about some jewelry that got stolen from her car, and we thought maybe she just didn't like it. Maybe she just wanted the insurance money because she knew she was breaking up with Ryan.
It was the jewelry that he had given her $1 million worth, right?
That's right.
He gave her $1 million worth of jewelry?
And she left it laying on the front seat of the car that got stolen.
He gave her $1 million worth of glitter and gold?
She's hot,
man. Sounds great. Keep saying it.
I liked her in the movie that she was in with
Josh Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel. Yeah.
That was a good movie. I thought that was quite a good movie. All right, well, listen.
Yeah, they broke up because she couldn't handle his schedule. And, you know, it's got to be hard because he's working all the time.
Yeah, he's never home, I would imagine.
Maybe that, well... That depends on what you prefer, apparently. George Clooney and Stacey Keibler, are they on or are they off? What's going on with them, Jennifer?
Looks like they're still on, although people said that they were off, that the breakup was coming, but it looks like they're back together again, traveling around town.
Anybody else on and off again from that department?
Yeah. We had, Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman are back together.
Yeah, that's a nice story. That's sweet. All right. Enough for the crabby rumor department. It's 51 past the hour, and good day.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of the items, these big stories that he researches from the various medical journals. Brought to us by the folks who bring you Cardiol, with news in a moment about how you can get a free triglyceride and cholesterol level tester worth $89.95. You get it for free if you listen up here. Meanwhile, Ken, what's the story with job burnout?
Everyone listen up, especially you employers. This is out of Psychosomatic Medicine this week. Getting burned out from your job is not just bad for your mental health. It could be bad for your heart, too. There's an association between coronary heart disease, which is a major risk factor for a heart attack, and job burnout. In the past, job burnout was also linked to type 2 diabetes. So what can you do to prevent job burnout? Well, exercise is a good way to boost well-being and keep depression and job burnout at bay. If you haven't been in an exercise program in a long time, please ask your doctor before you get involved.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here, an eminent cardiologist from Florida. He's the fellow who comes up with these stories for us, studying the heart, which is especially in a lot of heart news this week, including what you could get in, I guess, a drugstore, this antibiotic that poses a certain risk to your heart.
This is a common request for an antibiotic. My phone rings probably once a week asking for a Z-Pak or Zithromax or Z-Max. This popular antibiotic, scientifically it's known as azithromycin. It may also cause a potentially fatal irregular heart rhythm in some people. This antibiotic, it causes changes, Doug, in the electrical system of the heart, which leads to abnormal heart rhythms. It can also trigger a rapid form of the heartbeat. Doctors call this torsades de pointe. Patients at risk for this problem include those who've had what's known as a little jargony, prolonged QT interval. This is something we measure on the EKG, but also low blood levels of potassium or magnesium, or an abnormally slow heart rate, or those who take medications to treat heart rhythm abnormalities are all at risk of this, including elderly patients and patients with heart disease also may be more at risk. So everybody's asking me, should we avoid these antibiotics entirely, the Z-Pak? And I don't think we should throw it out, and the FDA is not recommending that at all. It's just a warning. But those who have these risk factors should go to another antibiotic.
Another unintended consequence, another screw-up by the FDA. That's basically what I read into this. Am I right?
Well, it's just what we learn about drugs as they evolve, and everything is not apparent. There's huge pressure on the FDA to release new medications, and then as the drugs get experienced down the road, years even, we learn new things, as this is the case.
Breast cancer radiation, what's the impact on both men and women?
New England Journal of Medicine this week, Doug, that radiation treatment for breast cancer given after breast conserving surgery and sometimes after mastectomy, it's known to reduce the risk of the cancer returning and death from the breast cancer, but the therapy comes with its own risk. The treatment has been found to increase the odds of developing heart disease later through incidental radiation exposure to the heart, but for the vast majority of women, the benefits of breast cancer radiation outweigh the risk to the heart. So don't avoid this if the doctor says that you need it. Just watch the heart, and later on, you just want to remember, be real vigilant, know your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your weight, so you can lower your risk of having heart disease.
Speaking of knowing your cholesterol, Dr. Ken and I have both had great experiences with Cardiol. You've heard us talk about this product for well over a year. It lowers your cholesterol, but in order for it to do its job, you need to know what your cholesterol level is. Your doctor ought to be able to perform a simple blood test to assess your cholesterol levels. Ken does in his office for sure, but there's a way you can also get a home test to get the same results. The Cholesterol Starter Kit, the kit from the folks at Cardiol, this is a way for you to call today, right now, 888-809-6424, and be one of the people eligible for a chance to win a Cholesterol Starter Kit free, $89.95 value free, when you call 888-809-6424 and sign up for the 30-day free trial of Cardiol. You'll want to get this panel, this test, because it'll tell you what your cholesterol is before you start taking Cardiol. And then 30 days later, you test it again and see what I've experienced and what Ken knows from his patients is the fact. It'll lower your cholesterol, lower your triglycerides, all that information yours. If you take a chance, there's a chance today, if you dial 888-809-6424, that you could win a free cholesterol starter kit when you sign up for a 30-day free trial of Cardiol. 888-809-6424 or online at cardiol.net/Ken.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.